Good morning. You could say hello, or at least look at me and nod. I've stopped here every day for weeks, and you haven't spoken once or even glanced my way.
In my day, I'd be hanged for looking anywhere near a white woman.
Excuse me?
Nothing, Mrs. Good morning to you.
You aren't real, are you?
Now why would you go saying that?
Yesterday I saw a robin fly through you, and last week a child threw a rock that should have hit you in the face. You didn't even move. Why do I see you, but nobody else does?
I'm well enough used to not being seen.
Or maybe I'm slowly going insane. Are you a ghost?
You can stop trying to step on my foot. I don't like you being so close. How about we say I'm a spirit run adrift? I don't like being no ghost.
Or maybe I'm insane. What are you doing here? Are you supposed to be haunting me or something?
I lived near here once, for just a spell in 1833. The man who supposedly owned me was a surgeon at the fort. Sometimes when I was off on a chore or hired out by Dr. Emerson, I would stop here near the river. I like this spot. It's why I come here now.
Why am I the only one who can see or hear you?
Maybe you're the one who takes the time to look and to listen. And talk to ghosts.
At least the ghost said hello today. I'm not sure whether that makes me feel better about my sanity or worse.
Well, I guess there's no danger in me talking to a white woman now, is there? Hard to hang a ghost, seeing how a rope would go clear through. That statue there. That's Abraham Lincoln, right?
That's right. It's a statue of him and a boy talking about a lawsuit Lincoln worked on when he was a lawyer.
And President Lincoln freed all the slaves.
Of course. Lincoln worked with Congress to pass the 13th Amendment after the Civil War. Were you?
Was I what?
You know, were you dead when the 13th Amendment was passed?
I died of consumption in 1858. Guess I missed the Civil War and Lincoln freeing the slaves.
You died a slave? That's terribly wrong, and I'm sorry.
Well, I died a free man. But only after a long road for me and Harriet and our two daughters. I was legally a free man for just a little over a year before I died. But freedom meant my wife and my girls could never be sold. That's the kind of freedom that means the world to a man. Good thing so many others got the chance to know that freedom after the war.
There are opportunities for everyone now. Things are different today.
In some ways, yes, and some ways, no. Why do you come here every day? Why do you stop and sit on that there ledge?
It's pretty here. Stopping to connect with a little bit of nature helps me collect my thoughts and remember what's important.
I'm glad you're here and that you care enough to see me. This is a nice place. I'm happy it's here. And I like the statue, too. But tell me, why are there no statues of former slaves or people of color?
Guess I never really thought about it.
Well, today you did. Today you slowed down. Look at all these people walking about with gadgets, driving vehicles that spit pollution all around. You build beautiful parks and nobody but a ghost and a kind woman spends any time here.
Maybe people don't want to talk to ghosts.
Could be.
What's your name?
Dred Scott, Mrs.
Dred Scott? From the famous court case? Dred Scott versus Sanford? You were the slave that won his freedom in court.
That's me. But I lost that case. The government said that just because Dr. Emerson took me into free territory that I still wasn't free. The Supreme Court said I was his property. Reckon my court case helped start that civil war you talk about that eventually caused that statue to be built.
I didn't know you lived here.
Ain't no statue or no park or nothing. How would you know?
But if you lost the case, how did you gain your freedom?
The child of a man that owned me before Dr. Emerson helped my family. There's good people out there of all kind. People like you that stop and notice beauty and the things worth saving. You best be getting on to work now. Harriet's awaiting for me.
Dred Scott lived with Dr. John Emerson, who was a United States Army surgeon, at Fort Armstrong in 1833. Dr. Emerson laid claim to land on the Iowa side of the river, and Dred Scott lived with him near what would become the Davenport-Bettendorf border. A small tarnished plaque at 217 West 2nd Street, two blocks from Bechdel Park, is the only physical reminder of Dred Scott living in Iowa.